This is Dr. Kai. I'll be getting a psychiatry assessment. Today's date is January 22nd. New patient, Lisa Koren, K-O-R-E-N, is a 46-year-old, single, white female, who is currently unemployed. She is a resident of Munson, Massachusetts, and was self-referred. She's complained, "I want another opinion on my medication," unquote. History of present illness. The patient presents with a long-standing history of chronic mood disorder and possible anxiety going back to 1987. She describes the onset of the symptoms around that time. Since that time, she has been seen as an outpatient at the Griswold Center in Green Memorial Hospital. In addition, she has had two inpatient hospitalizations, one in 1987 and one more recently in December. Over the period of years, she has been maintained on a number of antidepressants as well as other medications, the names of which she does not remember. Currently, she has been maintained on Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, and Lamictal, which she felt were not working. Her nurse practitioner, Nancy Granger, advised her to be hospitalized, and at that time, her medication was changed to a different medication, which she did not bring to her appointment, nor does she remember the name, period. Past psychiatric history, as mentioned, two prior hospitalizations, as well as on years being in treatment at the Griswold Center over a long period of time. Family psychosocial history. Patient describes some financial stressors, currently is unemployed. Alcohol, substance abuse, denied use of alcohol or drugs. On appearance, appeared to be some well-groomed, appropriate. Gait and station were normal. Mental status examination. He was a cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Speech was somewhat hesitant, but relevant, coherent, and goal-directed, with no evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time would seem to be normal thymic. Affect was somewhat anxious but appropriate. No evidence of any perceptual disorders. No delusional thought content. Patient denied suicidal ideation intent or plan. No gross cognitive impairment. Neurological symptoms. No history of headaches. No history of any neurological symptoms. However, it does describe a history of enlarged ventricles in her brain, which were picked up on an MRI. Patient's other systems were not examined. Patient's primary care is Dr. Safi. She does have a history of fibroids, no known allergies. Current medications include birth control pills and the possible antidepressant, the name of which she does not remember. Problem number one, recurrent depression. Problem number two, mild generalized anxiety disorder. Bipolar affective disorder, mixed type. Diagnosis number one, 296.32. Treatment recommendations. Number one, at this point, I am somewhat limited as the patient does not have the name of the medication, nor did she bring it in. For the current evaluation, she has been asked to call in the name of that prescription. Number two, the patient also was uncomfortable about signing the HIPAA release forms as well as the information required for her continuing treatment here. At this point, I have advised the patient that for her to continue treatment, she will need to either sign the forms or consider transferring her care to another facility. End of dictation. Thank you.